Welcome to the Empathy to Impact podcast brought to you by Inspire Citizens. I'm your host, Scott Jameson. On this podcast, we are going to be diving into the voices and stories of students who own their learning and impact their communities. On this episode of the podcast, I'm joined by Nantumi and Nakoba, who are two high school students from Uganda. They are bringing a well to their community in Uganda that's going to provide everyone with clean, safe, and affordable drinking water. During our conversation, the internet was playing a few tricks on us, so the sound quality at times isn't as good as it could be. However, I thought it was important to prioritize the story. I hope you enjoy the episode. Joining me today from Uganda, I have two students who I had the privilege of meeting a couple of months ago, and they've agreed to take the time out of their summer holiday to join me. I'd like to welcome Nantumi and Nakoba. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy for being invited with my brother. Yeah, we have grown up in a village with limited access to clean drinking water. It has been over 10 years when our community has lost hope in having clean water. In this case, we decided to help our community with a shallow well. Through this process, we have been having online classes for a full year now, and we have been sleeping at 7 p.m. and waking up at a fluctuating time, like 12 a.m. or 1 a.m. to continue with our classes and to discuss about the project. And in this process, we've been having assessments. My brother is in MYP5 and I am in MYP4.
We have really been having a very disturbing problem of being undermined. We have been meeting several people and they have been undermining us, not thinking that we can help him. We can help our community. We have meeting elder people and they have been not thinking that we can help our community with a well project. Surprisingly, we are now processing it and it is to be successful very soon. This is the well where we have grown up, when we are really having this water icing drainage come into it. This water is really not healthy, but people are using it, and the number of people who are using it is 400 out of 600 households. This information was given from the village leader and told us the number of people who are using this water. So this is really touching us in helping our community.
If you guys are successful with your project, what impact is that going to have on the people in your community?
First of all, the great impact is on us. We are very happy that this well is going to be built. When we go to us, the community, we are going to have a clean and safe clean water for use. The people have been trying to help our community, but they are making wells or water sources which need to be paid, payable water resources. This is really challenging to us who are not able to pay that amount of money. It's about 500 Uganda shilling, and this is really a lot of money. That money can be used to get something to eat. That money can be used for other stuff. And right now, since we are in the lockdown situation, all the world, many people's businesses are disturbed. We end up when this is a lot of money. So we will be very happy to have a free and safe drinking water and home using water.
We've been meeting different engineers whereby some have been undermining, like my brother has said, and this has been the biggest challenge, whereby, and as we both believe, me and my brother, that any disadvantage comes with an advantage. Since they have been undermining us, they are giving us confidence and building us stronger for anything next or for something bigger than this world project. So these people have been helping us. You are seeing these are different people. We've got only one engineer who is going to work on the world project. And others have, we've been getting some misunderstandings as well as undermining inclusive.
What are some of the biggest challenges to putting in a well in your community?
The biggest challenge was getting the engineers. And we invited the PG Water officer, who is a very big person here in our community. That's a very big person. And he came to survey the place and give more information about the well. So it was very challenging for him to give us time to come and survey our well. So it was a big challenge for us to get the engineers to know more about the well building system, which we are not used to. It was a new world to us. So it was so challenging because we had to understand, we had to know how to bargain the building money. We were so maybe stabbed with having different engineers in the case that they would tell us, they would request for money to come, which is transport. And in most cases, when they would come to survey, in going back, we would again give them transport and some pocket money, costing us a lot. Though we were very happy in giving out that.
Absolutely. Yeah. An investment in your health is certainly worth something for you guys and for your whole community.
Yeah, this is how our well will be. This is called a shallow well, and it is long lasting because since we took time in choosing which engineers to use, the most part which would take time was confirming if the engineer was saying, I built wells in 2006, I built wells in 2005. We would go to that place and visit that shallow well, and we see, is it working? How long has it taken? What is, when was it built? And the research we made, we confirmed that these shallow wells are taking over 20 years when they are not repaired yet, which is not the case with boreholes. Boreholes keep on needing repair. So we ended up with this shallow well, which we have hope that it can take about 20 years when not repaired. So we'll keep on having safe water for a long time.
It sounds like you've both done a lot of research into this. So you sound very knowledgeable about the different kinds of wells. And I think it's pretty amazing, like looking into, you're right. One thing is getting a well in your community. Another is to make sure that community is able to maintain it and it's going to work for a long time. So that, wow, that's a pretty amazing piece of work that you guys have done. Just the research that goes into that. Where did you get most of your information from?
First of all, we used the very nearest people, our village leader, who was very near to us, at the extent we could reach him, and our family members, that is mother and father and other relatives who are elder. And then the internet, that is Google and YouTube. Yes, those are the resources which we use to collect more information.
Absolutely. And I think, like you say, you have a lot of access to that, just visiting some other communities that have kind of gone down this road before. Can you talk about maybe how much time, like when did you guys come up with this project and how much time have you guys put into it at this point?
We started in the beginning of September 2020. That's when we started with the well project, and then we ended in June 18th 2021. That's when the fundraising was collected for the well, and we are soon starting to provide it. We are just remaining with sending money, and then we build it.
Some addition on his point. So this was like a dream to us because we grew up, we had two dreams since we were young. We are lacking a hospital and a well. So this was our dream. And since we had a chance of our beautiful school, Shian Yangetan International School, we managed to at least have that dream done.
Yeah, for two high school students to have an impact on their community like this, it's such an amazing story, and I am so happy you guys are sharing that with me. Which part has been the most rewarding for each of you throughout this process from the beginning till now?
So the very, very biggest rewarding part is that we have reached to the extent where we can get help from our school. And the very biggest rewarding part is that we can now have a well in our community, and we can help our community members, because we are having also elderly and the young pupils and students. So that is the very rewarding part, that we can help them and as well as helping ourselves.
The most rewarding part in this project is that, as the Baganda say, that togayanga chezinze, in English, this is it's like never judge a book by its cover. We are so happy that our dream is going to come true. And in our dream, we have achieved more than what we thought, at the extent that we are now having more confidence. And once we are given a chance in building another well in any other village, because many villages in Uganda are having water challenges, it can be an easier process for us, since we have experienced a lot and we have learned a lot. And we can share this to any of our friends who is hoping to help anything with building wells in Uganda. We are very happy with this experience because we have learned a lot, and we have learned more in managing time, since we have been waking up very early in the morning and we are having balance with our education and the well project. So it has been really a challenging situation as well as a learning situation. So we have gained two things at a go. We are very happy with that.
I might get you just to elaborate. You talk about finding balance. And I think a lot of students and even adults today have a hard time finding balance in their lives. Do things ever get a little bit overwhelming for you guys? What strategies do you guys use to kind of cope with that stress?
The strategies that we make, firstly, we have to be with when we have passion, everything goes on well. And when you believe in yourself, everything goes on well. So at times we wake up at midnight and the power is off. So you have to join class without the camera on. You do not have to look at that, this advantage. That is the mantra we have. We only have to see that, what do we have? What do we want to gain from this? How can we overcome this? So we just have to be strong, to be happy with our friends, because no situation is permanent. So everything will be well if we have passion and we believe in ourselves.
As my sister has said, the first thing is passion. What's your passion? For us, we think that everything to go on or to be successful, you must have a goal. And now we believe that if you're having that inner, may we call it spirit or inner love about something, you can't fail to get that something. If you're feeling stressful, as we have been waking up at, in most cases, 12 a.m. or 7 a.m., it has been a tug of war, at the extent that you have to settle all your minds and focus to the assignments which you have, in the way that you should not go beyond the deadline of the assignment, and we end up doing that assignment in that due time, since we are starting class at 3:30 a.m. and we complete the classes at 10:30 a.m. That's in the morning. Strategies we had are that you should make sure that you're having a time to rest. You may have a 1 hour and you are going to really sleep for that 1 hour, and then you proceed with other things. We would complete class at 10:30 a.m. and then we have that 1:30 hour to have a rest. 1 hour and 30 minutes, that is until 12 p.m. and then from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. where we are to sleep, And then in that period, we will have meetings, we have surveys, we'll have some assignments which need to be completed. So it's all about having some time trust and that love you're having to something. That love which you have to something will make you be strong, will make you not feel that you are tired, even though you'll be tired. Once someone talks about what you really love on your heart, it will keep you more energetic to fulfill what you want to fulfill.
Thanks so much. I hear the passion there. You can hear it just in your voice. And it really is so amazing and inspiring. What's next for you guys in terms of education and or the work you want to do in Uganda?
According to me, since I was a kid, I always wanted to be a lawyer, and my dad and mom could always teach me that. And I was grown up with that love of being a lawyer, with due to the reasons I have and to what I've seen in my country and what I'm trying to see in other countries, which is giving me love and passion for being a lawyer, although I already have it. And right now I would love to help my community in my project to help girls, because girls are getting pregnant, and since we are having lockdown, because right now students are not studying in Uganda, and since 2020 we are having a big number of pregnant girls, and they have been in school. So this is really challenging me, because I'm having a chance to study at XLIS, but for them, they do not have that chance. So I feel so bad for them, and I would love to help them and make a project about them.
You guys have just accomplished your dream of bringing a well to your community. What do you plan to do next?
Since I have get a great lesson in the well project, I learned a lesson with my comrade, which was great, in the way that we learned that having a problem and share it with a community or different people, it is a very wonderful thing. As we, the community, we were not able to collect all the money which was needed for the wonderful well. So we were connected to XLIS family community, which did a great fundraising for this well project. This was a very great lesson to me. It made me know that in case you're having achievement you want to achieve or anything you want to be successful in, you should make sure that you connect different communities. Right now, we are planning on how we can connect different communities in different situations. As my comrade said, that we are having a problem of early marriage in Uganda. So we are looking for different ways on how we can connect different communities over this problem, and how can it be solved in a very wonderful way.
A lot of students who are your age, I think they feel like they can't have an impact. They don't feel like one or two people can have a big impact in our big world. What advice, as two people who have really had an impact in their community as high school students, what advice would you give to other students about making changes and having an impact and making a difference in their communities?
Any of my age mates and a below one, anyone who would wish to make an impact in your community, it is really a great idea that you have it, that you want to make an impact in your community. The first thing you should know is that what do you want to do in your community? Which goal do you have, and what strong reason do you have?
Advice I would give to those people, to my age mates, the biggest thing you have to be with is to believe in yourself, to always have passion on what you're going to do, not because you've seen somebody doing something and you also want to do it. No, have passion. Love what you're doing, believe in yourself. The biggest thing we have to all be with is to believe in ourselves, to have passion of what we are doing, and to always communicate with others, because when you be selfish, nobody will know your idea, nobody will understand who you are, and nobody will understand what your point is. So.
Thank you so much, both of you. It's been an inspirational time just talking to you guys and hearing about the work you're doing. I am so impressed with what you've been able to accomplish. So please do stay in touch. I want to see a picture when that well goes in. So make sure you send me one. So thank you so much for taking time to join me today.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm bored.
If you've enjoyed this episode, let's keep the conversation going on Twitter at @ScottJ_onWheels, or you can find out more about Inspire Citizens on our website, inspirecitizens.org. Thanks for listening.